Nick. Obviously, U.S. Oncology has done a lot of work in NAB. And when we survey both docs in practice as well as researchers, and we say, okay, just gut feeling, put it all together, patient care, what you've read, et cetera, how would you compare the efficacy of NAB to paclitaxel? Most people have this feeling, and of course, there's always the weekly versus weekly, but just putting it all together, that NAB is more efficacious. You have a situation here with Antonio's patient where you want any possible advantage you have in terms of anti-tumor effect. He was dealing with a formulary issue. Just sort of putting that aside, what's your thought about efficacy of NAB versus paclitaxel, and particularly in a patient who's had paclitaxel?
So you're going to get a gut response because there's not really any science to give you a good answer.
That's what we're after here, though, a gut response.
So
that's
here it comes. Visceral download in that NAB is a little bit better than paclitaxel, but better tolerated. And like paclitaxel, Joanne Blum did the study looking at weekly NAB, included patients with prior taxane, and we saw responses that we thought were clinically relevant. I think the science of NAB is ahead of the clinical data. The science is very attractive. You explain it to the patient about albumin transport and how that might get into the cell. If there's some data suggesting concentrations are higher, does that really translate to clinical benefit? Maybe a comment is, because we've heard that in Canada, John has some limitations, Antonio has some limitation at Hopkins, and maybe this is good, maybe this is not good. In the community setting, we don't have those limitations. We do have some. But this is an expensive drug, and are we using it in a way that's appropriate to the costs? We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about health economics, but we do have a responsibility, everyone, in this setting when you're looking at a very expensive drug. Bevacizumab is a good example. Trastuzumab is another where we could maybe abuse it instead of just using it right. Do we need to do clinical studies to really answer and nail down the question, is it really worth that difference in expense? But the bottom line is, I think the sense is it's a little bit better, not a lot better. It's not a home run. It's not a trastuzumab, wowee, but it's easier to give and reasonably well tolerated.